We're holding a Rashi and Kufgimel Mad Aleph. Rashi and the Gemara, third wide line. So Herkevay, Rashi says, Pesach Abba B'Shavuz, referring to a Korban Pesach being brought on Shabbos, means Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. Kamar Herkevay Al Ksefay B'Shus Rabban, carrying it on your shoulders, B'Shus Rabban. Or Lehavim Echutz Tchum, or to transport it from beyond the tomb. Bechachichas Yibalt, they're cutting off this Yibalt, this extra, this wart, this extra piece of basar, is Ein Dechen. These are not permitted on Shabbos. Kasha Stama. So the Stam Tana over there, the Tana Kama over there says it's Mutter, and our Mishnah says it's Osir. So Mar gives two Terutzim. One is Lacha and Yevesha, and one is Biyad and Bekli. Had a Psachim Bekli, the case of Psachim, which says that it's also is referring to using a Kli. Vachinami Kamartana and Artana also said that the Masnisa, that with a Kli it's also. And the one which says, our Mishnah which says that it's Mutter, we're talking about Biyad. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, would hold even a kli as mutter. The seal of machshir mitzvah on Shabbos. He holds machshir mitzvah doich on Shabbos, and even you find kagoyin malacha she'efshar lasayisim ibayyay kagoyin. He allows the machshirei mitzvah, which could have done before Shabbos, also be doicha. Like he says, he's making the knife on Shabbos. So the process of removing the abelis, which could have been done earlier, he was still allowed to be doicha Shabbos. Kagoin, Bikr Hamum, checking for the mumim and then removing them if necessary. Machshirei Korban Hu, Korban Doicha Shabbos, Machshirei Pligi. So that Mishnah over there, which says Rabbi Eliezer says Doichin, means even to cut it off with the Kli, which is what that Mishnah says, it's also Rabbi Eliezer is going to say is permitted. The other one answered, Masnisan B'Yevesha. Our Mishnah is referring to B'Yevesha, and that Mishnah is referring to Lacha. So our Mishnah says B'Yevesha is Mutter, and that Mishnah says Lacha is Osir. And even our Mishnah, which B'Yevesha, it's referring to B'Yevesha, it's only Mutter B'Yad. It is doing some type of tikkun in it. Vinyan Malacha Ka'ovit is some type of a Malacha. The Pesach and Malacha, it's a rabbi, yeah. The Mishnah Pesachim is referring to doing it is Lacha, which is Asur. And both Mishnayas are referring to Biyad. Okay. So then, the Gemara says, let's see. The one who said Balacha, why didn't he say Yevesha? He says, Amalacha. No, that's Yevesha, even with Kli is Mutter. And the one who says that they're both talking about Hobiyad Hobakli. No, because he says, the one who says Balacha and Yevesha, why didn't he say that clear yad, because you already told me. Mishnah already told me that kli is mutter. Amalcha b'kli l'amar li ashrina b'psachim da aser. Mishnah tells me psachim that over there b'kli it's aser. We know that already. Hakar ashrina l'ahach. We already said it over here. L'amar li l'tana l'stame. Mishnah duchte. Why does the Tana have to mention it again in both places? So the Ividach, the other one said back because it wants to have Rabbi Eliezer argue. The Hachi Hadar Tanya has some reason why repeated itself over there. Mishnah put to the Rabbi Eliezer, the Shvina the Fila B'Kli Shari, because the Rabbi Eliezer argues and tells you B'Kli is Mutter, so we need to point out that the Tanakhama says Kli is Aser. So Rabbi Eliezer, I disagree. Okay, V'Idoch, why doesn't he learn that over there it's a case of Alachot? lahachi lo makminin lahahid b'sachim belacha ubekli. Dim kain habli av malacha v'hasam ha'dashus hu da'ari. The Mishnah is referring to cases of shusim. Because it says the case of her kevoi, the mitzvah kevoi, the mitzvah ela mirabanan, the chay nosa atzmai, the animal is carrying itself. It's only us the rabanan. B'chum enami the rabanan. For lahachi ha'el be'efshar me'esem olodachi. So the chiddush of the Tanakhama is even by yisurim the rabanan, which you could have done beforehand, you may not be doicha Shabbos to bring the korban pesach. So therefore, the case of cutting off the abelis also has to be a case of the rabanan. And it has to be a case of doing a biyat, and that's a case of lacha biyat. And our mission is a case of lacha, a case of yivesha biyat. Ve'idoch. So what does he say? Hakeva rasad gufa malacha gemura. He no. Those are cases of malacha gemura also. So what does that mean? So carrying it, you have to hold not like Ramasan. Losir lay the haitan of the psachim kirim nosan. Said the Shabbat parakam atzniya. The chayner says atzmai. Therefore, you're carrying an animal, which is a rab, and you're carrying an item, which is a rab. You're chayiv. Mitchuman sabalak rebekiba. The omer beset the said the parak shem shemaim boitchim mitchum the raisa. Okay. So therefore, the one who says that learns up that the Mishnah is referring to Bakli, it's referring to Bakli in a case of Malacha Deraisa, and the other two cases also are Malachas Deraisa. So all three are Deraisas. Masa Rav Yosef in the Gemara. About nine lines down in the wide lines. Towards the end of the line. So Masa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question, on this Peshat, that both Mishnayos are lacha, and our Mishnah which says his mutter is talking about biyad, and the Mishnah Pesachim says also is referring to bakli, so it's referring to a case of lacha bakli. It's a deraisa, and the more then just said that therefore the case of her keva is also a case of a deraisa. This Tana is holding the chai is not noses atzma; it's a carrying it. Rishus Rabbim is deraisa. And the case of Tchuman is the Raisa. So we're talking about three cases with the Raisa, where the Tanakhama says are not Doicha, because Tanakhama holds that Mashir Mitzvah are not Doicha Shabbos. And Eliezer holds they are Doicha, because he holds the Mashir Mitzvah, which are Doicha Shabbos. So most of Rabbi Yosef asked a question on that, because that Mishnah over there in Pesachim continues further and says the following. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kalvachomer, the halacha that I said that they are doichin is a kalvachomer. Umash chita shehi mishum milacha doiches a Shabbos. Elo shemishum a shvus, eno din sheyitchus a Shabbos. These are only the rabbanans. So for sure they should be doiches a Shabbos. We're only the rabbanans. You said the case was a case of lacha bekli or karnu bekiba beitchum. So clearly, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah over there cannot be a case of a case of lacha b'kli, because then it would be a deraisa, and what's really yet is kal b'charmer. Okay. Ella, I'm Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef says that pshat it doesn't seem to be acceptable. So the Ganyaka just suggested maybe. So what shot? I mean, what was the pshat, one who said that pshat? Like, well, I mean, he's telling me he forgot the next line of the Mishnah. The case where there was a case of the Rabbanan, not the Raisa, means that there's a Mechlokes in Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. It's also part of the Mechlokes. That he would learn that Rabbi Eliezer came along and was arguing that even that case is only a Rabbanan. You have to figure out the Chesh, he has a Chesh on why we all, could possibly only be considered a Rabbanan. But the Tanakhama holds it's also because the Tanakhama holds it's not a Rabbanan. El Rabbi Yosef, Hoba Hoba Yad. That both Mishnayos the Mishnah in Psachim and the Mishnah over here are Biyad, and our Mishnah says it's Mutter. So why the Mishnah say it's Asur? Ushvus, this halacha that Shvus the Mikdash is Mutter is only B'Mikdash Yitiru. Shvus the Mikdash B'Medina Allah Yitiru. So when you talk about being Chetech Yabelis of a Korban, so the average korban, they did biker mum from the animal there in the base of Mikdash. So chatech zibelus is mutter. Korban Pesach, a person would bring personally, he would do biker mum personally, he would be doing it outside of the Mikdash. So even though it's a shuas for the purpose of a korban, but it wasn't in the Mikdash. And that's not mutter. Okay. I'm not aware that there was. So our Mishnah says it's mutter, it's referring to about doing it in the Mikdash, and that Mishnah says it's aser, it's referring to doing it outside of the Mikdash. And Eliezer said, no, it's mutter. Fine. Yosef Abaye v'ka'omer l'ha shmaita. Abaye was saying over this conversation of Rabbi Yosef, and what Rabbi Yosef said. And they say, Rabbi Safra Labaya. So Rabbi Safra, the Talmud asked Abaye on what Abaye said in the name of Rabbi Yosef. He asked Akasha. We had the mission before, Hayy Kurdab, a Sefer Ali Skufa, and he's Gaga Sefer Miyadav, Gadalo Yatzlai. So that we were allowed to pull the sefer back, even though you're involved with an issur drabbana. Because we didn't dilma. So Reb Safra understands that the logic behind the heter to pull the sefer back was along the same type of lines. The same way we weren't machmer in the base of Mikdash, you weren't machmer in regards to the Kedusha of Svardim. Even though it was in the Medina, we were matter this thing. So something which has holiness, we are lenient even in Medina. And we don't make it, we don't ask the Rabbanan. The more answer is no. V'loy kimna b'skuva karmelis. Didn't we say the case was that it was a karmelis? Which is Rabbi Beres Lefanel. The kibun the igdoy biyodoy afilas shuus nami leka. It's two drabonans. A, it's in a karmelis and it's just a rabbi. And B, he's still holding on to it. So that's not even a drabonan. So that's why it's mutter. We had a mission in Shabbos the last. We had a Pesachim also, but we had it's a mission in Shabbos at the end of the first parak. Mashal Shlein is a Pesach. Tanner im Cheshecha. You're allowed, even though normally you can't put food to cook immediately before Shabbos. It has to be cooked to the extent that a person could eat it. Otherwise, we're afraid that a person will come and stir the coals. But when Korban Pesach, you're allowed to, it has to be roasted. So a case where let's Erev Pesach was Erev Shabbos. So you're eating the Korban Pesach of the night of Shabbos. The Seder was Friday night. So you're allowed to put it into the oven. It's not Doich Shabbos, so you can't put it in. So they didn't get a chance to do it beforehand. They could put it into the tanner right before it gets dark, right before Shabbos starts. Which normally would be us, or with the gzer, you might come to stir the coals. But over here, for the tzarech of the eating the korban, they were there matter it to the shus to mikdash. It was the tzarech of a korban. It was b'medina, but it wasn't in the base of mikdash. This was in the people's private homes throughout Yerushalayim. And we're not geyser, then maybe the person might stir the coals, which is the normal issur d'rabbanan, because it seems to be ramatah shus mikdash, even in the Medina. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. So Ishtik, Abaye was quiet. Kiyasa the commander of Yosef. Later on, Abaye went to Rabbi Yosef, his rabbi, and told him the conversation. Amalei Hachi, Amalei Rav Safra. This is what Rav Safra asked me. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, my timer looked to Shanalei, why didn't you answer him? B'nei Chabura, the reason hein, that the heter over there isn't because of a heter of Shus Mikdash, but rather, since there's a whole chabura in charge of the korban, that as long as they've been involved in dealing with kachim, they're going to be careful. They're not going to come to mechatas. There's no concern b'chlal. So that's why it was mutter. Not because you're being matter the rabbanon, because the concern didn't exist. So why didn't Abaye give that answer? He holds kahanim's reason. Hey, I'm reading. This idea that Kahanim has reason, they know exactly what they're doing, and they're going to be very careful. Well, that's their job. So therefore, we're not concerned of them making these type of mistakes. This reason over here doesn't mean quickly. It means that they're being very careful. And so they're very focused. But Chabura's reason, hey, lawyer, meaning that you can't that you can rely on Chabura is not. I don't see that same confidence. So the kasha would be valid. Okay. Let's see Rashi.
Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Rabbi
Greenkind. Amar B'Yezer Kalvachaymer. Rashi is about halfway down the wide lines of Rashi, middle of the line. Amar B'Yezer has a couple of karma. Hosam gabi klutav tanina law perakel dvarim. And that mishnah of this machlokes in the Tanakhama, Amar B'Yezer, Rabbi Yezer tries to prove his point from a kalva karma. So if shkita, which is the rice, says the chayel shemishum shvus, Amar Tanakhama mishum shvus kosher lehu. We're referring to the rabbanans. It's not the case of a kli. So they're both the rabbanon. So why is over there usher? Over here, our mission saying mutter. Elam Rav Yosef haba haba yad miyam asisin beyevesha. So they're both the rabbanon. So now he could then answer that the difference is lach on yevesha, which would be one answer. But he rather gives a different answer, the difference between the shmus, which is in the mikdash or in the medina. So why doesn't he give the answer? We've given two terutzim so far between the tzir and the mishnayos. One is biyad of bakli, so he's knocked that out. The mishnah b'sachem can't be bakli. The second answer was the mishnah b'sachem was biyad lachav, and our mishnah is biyad yevesha, and he gives a third answer. So, miyam asisim biyevesha loy mukminan lo, because Rabbi Yosef holds dimkana filu b'kli shari. Our mishnah says biyad is mutter, b'kli is usher, but yevesha, that's the other opinion of held before. Even he that much he agrees to the argument that yevesha filu b'kli would be mutter because it's still only the rabbanon. Ela b'lacha. Okay, so the mishnah over there is balacha and it's biyat. So then the question: so why is it aser? How no time of the shari? Balacha biyat. Why would it be mutter? Our mishnah the shusu b'miktash shetamidim rekabon and siber b'miktash heim mevaker my son. They would be do beaker. They would check it out in the mikdash. So it's mutter. Even though it's a shavus and it's sarach of a karbonus, even though it's sarach karbon, since it's actually physically in the medina, not in the mikdash, that's not mutter. So Abai was saying about the Hashemite of Rav Yosef, and he asked, Rav Safra asked him, Gadol Yetzar, from the case of the Sefer, the Kiman, the Igdar B'yadah. Since he's holding on to it still, Avagav, the Ika, Shmuz, there's the Rabbanan Dilma, Nofel, Kulei, the Rishas, Arabim, Vasa, La, Sugei. it's theoretically, there is a concern the person might retrieve it when it is a deraisa. So we should ask it min rabbanon. But we don't. Sevenam yishus the mikdash korele sherei kodeshu. So the, but since it's tzarech of this item which is kodesh, we're makel. So that's like shus the mikdash. Alma shus the tzarech mikdash hutter af medina, even though it's in, physically in the medina. So my answer is hal kimna bereish pirkan biskuver karmelis. The filo shus leka lemigz. There's not even a drabana. The inami nafal kule. Even if it would fall out of his hand, kimam tila the tzarech bai is derech iskufa en kan chiyav katas. We're still on the Rabbanan. So it's a Rabbanan of the Rabbanan, that's where we're making the Tzarek b'medina. We ask the Mashal Shalom, so you put it into the tanner to roast it, and then it will roast, continue cooking on its own. Normally we say you may not put meat or other items, onions, eggs, to roast into the tanner before Shabbos, unless you put it in early enough that it can roast before Shabbos. If he puts it in too close to Shabbos, he wants to eat it that night, so he might stir the coals in order to hasten the roasting process. How can we use for either of them? Two meaning you bake bread and you roast meat. Right. Yeah.
When you're roasting meat, there's juices in the bread itself.
Right. Well, okay, but you talk about roasting an egg or roasting an onion. Right. We're allowing this even though it's not in the base of Mikdash, because it's Sarah Corbin. So Bai was quiet. Rabbi Yosef said, "Bnei Chabura, Hanim al Pesach, a Pesach Zrizim Hain. They're careful. The Kol Ha'iskim Mekachim is reason. Whoever's dealing with Kachim is Zoris. Chabim Mehilchah Loi Mach Mechachamim, and they're smart. Hilchah Loi Mechasi. They're not going to stir the coals." The Bai says, "The Ishtik Sover Kahanim Zrizim Hain. I agree." Arminan, Bekama Duchti, the Kima the Nichlas Lavoida, Biyudua Shalomdu Hilchus Kodesh. They know what they're doing. Everybody does the Korban Pesach. You can have the most unlearned fellows. You can't be confident that he knows what he's doing, that we should rely on that. Okay. So that's that was Rabbi Yosef's answer. So now, Rabbah says the fourth answer between the steer, between our Mishnah and the Mishnah over there, Pesachim. Rabbah Amar. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. He the Amr Machshir Mitzvah Doichen as a Shabbos. So the reason why Chaytan Yabel is a Mikdash is Mutter is it's Rabbi Eliezer. You're going to ask me, it's Rabbi Eliezer, even Bekli is Mutter. What Rabbi Eliezer, the comment of the Efshel Shnuyei Mishaninu. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, if you can do it with a Shinui, you are Mechuyev too. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're Chaytich et Biyad and not Bekli. The more is going to say then, where do you see in Rabbi Eliezer that that's true? Mahi, so we'll leave Rashi to see the Gemara. Mahi. Where do you see that Rabbi Eliezer is moida when it's possible to do a shina that you do? The Tanya. Bryce says, Kayin shall also be Yavelis. So the same way you have a problem with Yavelis on the Korban, which we're talking about until now, we have a problem with Yavelis on the person. So Kayin has a Yavelis, it's a mum in the person. Chaver Chaytchel Abishinov, so somebody else can bite it off with his teeth. Machine of in, Bakliloi. Chaveru in, Yuloi. Okay, so the Brisa clearly says it's only mutter with the shin of doing it with your shin of. Okay, so good, but now, who is this? Who is the ton of this Brisa? Money. Ilem Rabbanon. Maybe the ton of this Brisa is the Rabbanon. The machshirmits are not doicha, but the Torah, it's uba mikdash. So hacham mal kima the amir rabbanon b'alma mishum shavus. It's only it's the rabbanon hacham malihu malichaveroi. So why would we be makdash be makved dafka? It should be not himself, but it should be somebody else. Where would that come from? I understand machine of not bakli, but why bedafka chaver and not who? Allah, it has to be Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer shita is himself the Shabbos that if a person bites off something machine of, that's normal. A person bites things off of his skin. So he holds that's not considered a shinui. So Bashinov himself would be a deraisa.
Someone else,
that's normal. That's not normal. So the Kharbin Tatan of the Brais is Rabbi Eliezer. And you still Dhamma Ba'alma Chayav Chatas. In general, biting Bashinov for himself was a deraisa. The Machshirim Mitzvah Doichin Shabbos, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds the Machshirim Mitzvah Doichin Shabbos, he says he can't do it himself, he has to have somebody else do it. Why? Must be because Kamer De'efshel L'shnuya Yimishaninon. So you see, Rabbi says, you see my Yisoid. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees if you have an option of doing it with a shinui, you must do so. So that's shot. Therefore, that beep shot in our Mishnah. The Mor says, no, I can tell you that the Tan of the Braisa is the Rabbanon, and therefore this proof that you're trying to prove from this Braisa to your Yisoid that Rabbi Eliezer agrees if you can change, you have to change. It's not true. It's a Rabbanon. We also betray Soi Hachinami. If it's in a place where he could bite, so in Hachinami, he could do it himself. It's on the part of his body which he can't bite, and that's why the case of the Brais was referring to a case where somebody else could do it. We need somebody else to do it for himself, but not that was intrinsic to the heter. And Morris says V'rabbanon Nishkale Nihale Biyad. So the Mor says, look, why does he have to do with Dafka Bashinov? Why do you tell me that the Rabbanon, why does he Dafka Bashinov? The Chor, there's an option of taking it off Biyadu. I mean, we contrasted Shinov and Kli. There's a third option, is Biyad. So, why didn't it say Biyad? So, what's relevant to us? V'tivshoit de Rebbe Elazar. We should then prove Rebbe Elazar, the Amora, Rebbe Elazar explains the following. The Amor Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar. That Rebbe Elazar says that machlokes over there in the Mishnah taking it off that one says it's the Rabbanon, that's biyad. But Bakli, they agree that's considered told to the geizes. So let's hold it here. want to run through this. Okay.